This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Joining me now, one of the congressmen who just met with President Trump, Texas Republican Michael McCaul, chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee. Mr. Chairman, thank you for your time tonight. We know you just spent a few moments with the president. What was he thinking, saying in that meeting? What came out of that?
He's very enthusiastic, optimistic. He expressed in his words, he said, I'm 1,000% behind what you're trying to pass in the House. There will be two bills going to the floor on Thursday, the McCaul-Goodlatte bill, the original version, and then the modified version. Both are very similar in terms of the four pillars. Border security, as the president wants, and both provide for a DACA fix. And I think importantly on this issue of family separation, it also addresses that issue because it will detain the family as a unit rather than separate them out.
What happens if you find out that it's not a family member, it's not a parent that's traveling over the border with that child?
Well, that's a fundamental problem is we've neglected the border in this crisis. In 2014, we had 20 million of these children crossing. It's enticing them to come over. And so we have a lot of fraudulent parents, people that aren't even their parents saying they are the parents. Now, as you know, under the president's policy, the parents are now being prosecuted. But we would like to see the families stay together and not separated. But I think most importantly, from my position as the chairman of Homeland Security, is to have a border security bill passed for the first time since we passed the Secure Fence Act in 2006. That was a long time ago. And this also fundamentally changes immigration to a merit-based system rather than a random lottery system or chain migration.
How would success be measured, ultimately, if any of these eventually pass, the president signs it? I mean, how do you measure success down at the border as far as these crossings and detainments are concerned?
Well, I think metrics are important. I think operation control of the border. And you can quantify that in terms of how many people are legally, illegally entering the country. And the fact is, because we have these legal loopholes, in the beginning when Trump had the rhetoric about the wall and such, the numbers went way down. The problem is they know that was just rhetoric and that Congress has to change the laws and the legal loopholes. Otherwise, if they come, they can stay. And that's the message that the smugglers and traffickers are selling to these victims at the price of $6,000 a person, bring them into the country. We will never stop this problem until we dry up the deterrent issue and the legal loopholes that exist.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have to tell you, emotions are high right now, and America is seeing these images down at our border of these children being separated from their parents. When you look on at that and you see the disgust from the American people and even from members of your own party and the other side of the aisle, what is being left out of this national conversation based on what you see every day?
Well, I've been down to the detention centers many times, and I was down in 2014. It is a very, on a human level, it is very, it's very difficult and hard to see. But again, Sandra, we're not going to stop this problem. It's going to continue to keep going on and on until we fix our immigration system. And that's what we're trying to do on Thursday, in addition to fixing DACA. I hope the Democrats will want to work with us to fix
Do you think
the
they do want to work with you?
I would hope they would. I'm concerned, though, Sandra, they would prefer to use this as a campaign issue in the 2018 midterm elections, which I think is shameful because we have a real opportunity, historic, to fix both the security issue and the DACA issue on a compassionate level, which, as the president said, about 80% of the American people approve.
Chairman Mike McCaul, we appreciate your time fresh out of that meeting with the president and your fellow Republicans. Thank you.
Boy, this is an emotional issue, and boy, you get a lot of moral outrage, and some have called it some posturing. And yes, the question is, what happened decades ago? What happened to that posturing then? But here we are dealing with today. We're going to be talking with CNN commentator Steve Cortez coming up in just a moment. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez, 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. As promised, CNN political commentator Steve Cortez joins us now. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
I am great, Bill. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, great to have you here, as always. Of course, we got to talk about the crisis at the border, emotions running high. And you can comment on these emotions. Boy, they've run the full spectrum. On one hand, I say, okay, good. What are you going to do about those emotions that you have? If you turn it into a political hammer, no bueno. It's not going to help the cause. You know, let's do something constructive here, right? Because we already know this is a hot potato and it runs the full gamut. But the bottom line is, if you're really concerned about these families and the kids and how they got there, you know, the coyotes, boy, this has been a windfall profit time for them. You know, the dollars quoted six, I've heard as high as $12,000 per person, you know, to package, the families, you know, to hit the border. Of course, you raised some ire, the other night when you talked about, them being invaders. And certainly, I think that's part of the palette of consideration in looking at what's happening to our border and what's adding to this crisis here. But, you know, everybody wants to take exception because everybody's, you know, not everybody, but some emotions are raw to this. What do you say, Steve?
Right. No, listen, it's an emotional issue on all sides. I think we have to be in it. By the way, just as an FYI, I did say invaders last night on CNN. I actually took it back today on Twitter. I said, listen, I'm as tough as anybody on the border. I believe in zero tolerance. I think illegal immigration has been a scourge on this country for a long time. I said, but I also, by using a term like invader, I think I was a bit hyperbolic. And what I don't want to do is I don't want to imitate what the haters of Trump and those on the left are doing when they use such extreme language, you know, and they call us Nazis constantly.
Right.
Compare this to Auschwitz. So I don't want to go down that road at all. I just to let you know, I think that was a bit of a mistake on my part.
Well, I'm glad to have you clear that up, because I knew when I heard it, I go, I'm not sure that's what he meant. But then you had to stick with it. And,
yeah,
you know, because
I'm not sticking with it any longer. So
Good. I'm glad you're letting go, because you're exactly right. That's what happens in any kind of conversation when it gets emotional. You push back to the degree of what how you're being pushed, and
right.
We're not
I
having
don't,
a
I don't want to mirror the
yeah,
opposition.
You know, exactly.
I think they're
I appreciate
unhinged,
that.
And
yeah.
I don't want to appear to be at all unhinged. You know, and we
right.
can talk about this really rationally. But listen, don't get me wrong, though. I'm not going soft on the issue.
Right.
You know, I think that we've had a border out of control for decades in this country, particularly the last two presidents. I put as much blame on Bush as I do on Obama for basically ignoring a porous border and at times for really callous reasons, either because it served them politically, I think, in the case of Obama, or in the case of Bush, because it served their business interests. Big business loves a flood of cheap workers and cheap labor. Not great for the American worker, not great for security in this country. and also totally unfair to legal immigrants. You know, that's one of the things I try to get across is how much I love legal immigration. I mean, thank God I was born in this country, how lucky I am. Mm-hmm. And thank God my father immigrated here legally. And to the millions and tens of millions of legal Hispanic Americans, it's an affront to presuppose that we all somehow believe in illegal immigration.
Exactly.
But this specific issue at the border is, listen, it's troublesome. I have enormous empathy for these kids. I think they are the victims, but they are not the victims of President Trump or of ICE or Border Patrol. They're the victims of their parents' decision to commit a crime and to cross the border illegally and knowingly doing that. And what we were doing in previous administrations was a catch and release policy where if you had kids with you, we would not actually arrest you and fully process you. That turns kids into almost an admission ticket into the United States. I mean, we're talking about something that's actually far more, you know, they think that it would be merciful to let them go. It's actually far more merciful to be tough so that we don't incentivize that kind of behavior and so that we don't incentivize kids being used as effectively human shields for people to get into the country.
Well, Steve, as you said before, no doubt we've had an increasing problem with immigration, the storming of our border, our porous border. But let's help the people understand, why did the Trump administration and Jeff Sessions feel like they had to reinforce or at least declare a zero tolerance issue? What triggered that?
Well, I think what triggered it mainly is just, you know, seasonal. Summer is typically this is the time of year that this issue heats up generally. So I think that was part of it, was just the timing, the time of year. But I think also, you know, the Trump administration and, you know, President Trump, to me, I call him President Promise Keeper. Just one after another, he just keeps ticking off, accomplishing what he promised in the campaign he would do. He's like no other politician. I mean, in a lot of ways he is, because he wasn't a politician before this. Particularly in the way of, you know, his campaign promises were actually sincere. And this was a foundational promise of the campaign, was, you know, the wall. We don't have the wall yet, but I mean, he's working on it. And border control. So I think it was important for him to fulfill that. It's important for our security, our economic security. It's important for our national security. And it's also important, by the way, to try to eliminate the suffering at that border. A porous, lawless border like that encourages so much human pain, so much criminality, the smuggling of people, the smuggling of contraband, systemic rape, coyotes who can become very wealthy and abuse people. So there's all kinds of bad consequences to allowing a lawless border. And I give President Trump credit. It's not, listen, this is a tough call. It's tough to separate families. There's terrible optics out there. There's awful, you know, audio tape of kids crying, pictures of toddlers, you know, being removed from their parents. That is awful, by the way. And again, I so feel for the children. But we didn't do that to them. Their parents, who decided to cross illegally, did that to them.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you run the full spectrum. You have legitimate families, then you have those kids that are kind of shills, and they've been brought in, and then you wonder, okay, for what nefarious issue and, you know, use have they been, you know, they're coming in off a lie, and you see, we don't see those. We're not hearing about that. And Tom Homan, the ICE director, of course, he's talking about, you know, what that does to Border Patrol agents and what they're trying to do and enforcing the law. That's his job. He's got to enforce the law. But, you know, he's gone through it all. I mean, he's been, you know, 3 decades where he sees, you know, these young kids that parents, you know, try to smuggle them in, put them at risk. They're, you know, suffocating in trunks of cars. And as you talk about, and I get in a lot of trouble, you know, because they say, well, you're Hispanic, you know, you're supposed to have this certain perspective. And I go, yeah, but what about all these young girls that are coming across and, you know, put into, you know, sex slave camps, and these young boys that are hoping for a future, and then they end up in these gangs and MS-13 gangs and other gangs to serve the purposes of drug running and that. I mean, you know, so needless to say, this issue is problematic, but I'm saying, hey, look, let's focus this emotions that we have right now and really take care of this problem, because this has been going on for decades. This just didn't happen, you know, because Donald Trump said, hey, look, I'm going to, I want to uphold the law.
Right. No, you're right. By the way, I'm glad you mentioned Tom Homan. I think he's an incredible, I've gotten to know him. What an incredible leader. I think actually his last day at ICE is tomorrow, I believe.
Yes.
He's retiring, and well deserved, although I'm really sad to see him go, because boy, do we need him right now
exactly.
with this kind of crisis. And it really bothers me the most. As you know, as I mentioned earlier, I hate when the left uses hyperbolic descriptions and comparisons. General Hayden, who used to be CIA director under George W. Bush, he compared this process of border enforcement to Auschwitz.
I know, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back on the other side of the break. Steve Cortez is with us, CNN political commentator. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bill Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, Steve Cortez, don't believe all that. You know, that's in the realm of fake news, and we just sometimes have to give some equal time to have both sides here.
Understood.
You get where he's coming from. Steve Cortez with us, CNN political commentator, talking about the crisis at the border and the emotions that are flying around. As Steve and I were talking about, we've got to find a way. Look, emotions are good, and we have to balance them in such a way to where we can have a conversation and hear one another, because right now the emotions are so raw, Steve, as you realize, that we're having a hard time listening to the other side. And it's important, when I say the other side, is there's disparate viewpoints. And in the disparity is the solution. If we can have some patience here. You mentioned in an article that you wrote at Real Clear Politics, we were talking about, you know, Laura Bush had made some comments. And then, of course, Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the other day, says, hello, your husband. You might check in his administration the things you were critical. This is what your husband did.
Right.
And I think she got a little bit, I'm talking about Laura Bush, got maybe a little bit out of her lane in trying to bring this up. But I understand her compassion as a mother, as a grandmother, sees what's happening, and her response, General Hayden as well. But I thought General Hayden's, his comments were over the top.
No, they were reprehensible. And I wrote about that in Real Clear Politics. I had mentioned Laura Bush as well, but it's more about Hayden's comments. You know, for a former CIA director to make that kind of statement and to share with that picture he showed of Auschwitz and that he's comparing our border enforcement to the Nazis. I mean, he is then implicitly saying that ICE and Border Patrol are the SS. I mean, it's so insulting. It's so over the top. It's such hyperbole that it's really pretty reprehensible. And he backed it up, by the way, the next day on air. I mean, he could have dialed it back, and he didn't. Mm-hmm. And I also think, by the way, it's an insult to the dead and the survivors of the Holocaust, to the, mm-hmm. to the memories and then the people who did happen to survive. And then maybe even most of all, how insulting to the American veterans mm-hmm. who liberated those camps,
yeah, right.
Who smashed the tyranny of Nazism. How dare you equivocate these two events. Mm-hmm. So it's just, yeah, there's too much type early. And as I mentioned, I myself, you know, fell into it last night on air.
Right.
And I'm about to go on CNN shortly. I'm going to try very, very hard to stay calm, even though I mm-hmm. do feel strongly about these issues. And right. look, we have a problem at the border. To me, it can be solved. Ultimately, the way to solve it is a border wall. That mm-hmm. can't happen quickly. But I do think President Trump was right, as candidate Trump, that if we had a real border wall, real barricades, where you could only enter at proper checkpoints, 90% of these problems would be eliminated just by that process.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So that's the long-term solution.
Right.
That doesn't, you know, even if it does get funded quickly, we know it won't be built, you know, in a day. So we still have an issue to deal with now. I think, quite frankly, the best way to deal with it is what the president is doing, is zero tolerance. And I'm hoping that there's a lot of media hysteria over this issue. I'm hoping that one of the benefits of that hysteria, I don't like how much hysteria there is, but one of the benefits might be that people in Mexico, in Central America, are going to get the message that you will be arrested, and if you bring your children, you will be separated from your children if you cross that border illegally. So I hope that the deterrence is going to start to work.
Well, Tom Homan had suggested, you know, because the big question with Wolf Blitzer the other day was was this humane? And he said, well, what's inhumane is parents putting their families, putting their kids in the, you know, trunks of cars, or putting them in situations where their life is subject, you know, to compromised safety. You know, this is what's going on. But the way I look at it, Steve, here is that when you have, you know, we know the old saying, good policy makes for good politics. Right now, it's inverted. When politics is driving policy, it gets emotional and it gets, you know, yucky. And you
right.
know, clearly we got a problem, but policy, if we're focusing on policy, then I think we can calm down and say, hey, let's talk about this, because right now what we're seeing is the demonstration of lawlessness at the border. This is what lawlessness brings you, what's going on. So your heart's broken over what's going on, you know, what's happening with these young kids and these families and that sort of thing. And we can bifurcate and break it down and say, well, you know, some of those kids, you know, they really are illegal. They're pawns in the system. You know, there's some bad players there. There's parents that are posing as the children's, you know, parents and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, we get caught in the bucket of mud here in trying to bifurcate all that issue. It's what kind of policy can we affect that stops the problem before they get to the border? You know, where is Mexico as true partners if they say that they're partners with America and they love partnering with America? Where are they, you know, in not helping us? Yeah. I mean, because we know what their laws are. And you can't just go walking in and invade, if I can, you know, I know it's a bad word, but I mean, you can't go in and break into Mexico. I mean, there are clear consequences. And because of the clear consequences, you know, people don't go in there. And what has happened here recently is President Nieto and others before him, when we had the you know, the migrants coming in, the refugees, you know, however you want to declare them, you know, coming in from Central America, they just they had the red cape of the bullfighter out there going, "Ole, just let them pass through." Well, that didn't help. Well, I mean, Nieto was causing problems for us,
right? Because they didn't want to deal with the issue, right? So they'd much rather pass the buck and either tacitly allow them to head north, or perhaps even not so tacitly, actually help them and assist them to get north to make it America's problem. And you're totally right. I think Mexico has a lot of complicity here. And we have a lot of leverage over Mexico, mainly because of trade, right? Mexico needs the United States very, very badly for trade, and much more than we need them, quite frankly. So we have economic leverage that we can use and should use, and I hope this is going on behind the scenes, to try to convince the Mexicans to do their part and to, for their law enforcement, particularly in the south of their country, to do their part in deterring and apprehending these migrants. And here's the thing, too. A lot of them, if they're truly asylum seekers, if they have a legitimate case of asylum, they're being persecuted in their home countries. I tend to think that's not really happening, honestly. A lot of Central America, I'm not saying these are pleasant countries, but there's not real political persecution on any wide scale that's going on in those countries. So I don't really believe, honestly, that they're true asylum seekers. But if they are, they should apply for asylum in Mexico, which is next door or close to next door to most of them, rather than traversing the giant country of Mexico to get all the United States. Right. You know, that tells me that they're not asylum seekers. They're not persecuted people fleeing. Instead, they're economic migrants. And by the way, I don't blame them for wanting to be in America. You know, as I mentioned, thank God I won the lottery of life.
Yes, born. You and me both. Thank God my,
Yeah, thank God my father immigrated here legally. So I don't begrudge them wanting what we have in America, but I do begrudge them saying I'm going to take it whether I'm allowed to or not.
Right.
There's a process to become a legal American, and that's not racist of us. It's not backwards. It's not xenophobic to say we can establish rules for who becomes an American and, you know, and how. And there's nothing, you know, we're not Nazis because we say we should have control of a border. And as a matter of fact, as I mentioned, I think quite the opposite. It's actually the merciful thing to do, actually, is get control of the border, because we are encouraging all kinds of criminality and, frankly, human pain by having a lawless and porous border.
You know, without a doubt, it really is in many ways lose-lose, because, you know, the people that come in here illegally, they got to operate in the shadows. They're underpaid. You know, what a rough way to live. And all you can hope for, again, because the way the goofy system is set up, is if you have a child here in America, they're a citizen. See, this is the other thing. These crazy loopholes that take place. It's like by virtue of that, you're separating the family.
Right.
Are you not? I mean, because you got to sit there. I mean, there's situations. And when I was in California here about 6 months ago, a family, you know, here was a dad. He'd been illegal for 30 some years in the country. He's got family. He's got kids that are citizens. And they're saying, hey, you're out of here. And they deported him.
Yeah, now listen, the whole system is broken, and I hope that the president made some progress with the Republicans on the Hill yesterday, because we do need new laws, and we need a wall.
Well, Steve, as always, we appreciate the insight. Well noted, okay? They're not invaders, okay? We took that back, and I know you're going to work that out with CNN. Again, wish you all the best. Appreciate you coming on, as always. You're always welcome here. Steve Cortez, CNN political commentator on Bill Martinez Live. Have a great day. It is just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
This This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Citing its refusal to address serious human rights abuses across the world while also being hostile to Israel, the Trump administration announces yesterday,
the United States is officially withdrawing from the UN Human Rights Council.
That's U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley yesterday. This morning, the National Security Advisor John Bolton says in an interview,
this decision in many respects has been decades in the making. The Human Rights Council, its predecessor, the Human Rights Commission, were really not places where human rights was a priority, strange as that may seem.
Bolton speaking on Fox News. President Trump says he's eager to sign an immigration bill this week, telling House Republicans last night he'll support either of two bills that are up for consideration, and he demanded a bill allowing families to stay together if captured at the border. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Speak light to the dead and darkest night. Speak light when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the broken hearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope. You speak love. You speak.
The things that matter, you know, to you and that make a difference in your life here at the intersection of faith and politics. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. President Trump met with the House GOP. He said very clearly he's going to support a bill. You know, he's still interested in the four important pillars that he has been talking about. Steve Cortez said this president is becoming known as President Promise Keeper, because this is what he said was going to happen in his campaign. He has been fulfilling his promises, and we're looking to, you know, deal with this immigration issue and find a win-win fix that will be beneficial for all. But meanwhile, we have quite the crisis that we're dealing with right now, and Bill Pasco joins us. He's a Tea Party Patriots Citizen Fund political director. Bill, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I know you just got back from the border. You were there with Jenny Beth Martin last week. Tell the audience your observations, what you picked up.
Well, we visited the border in both Arizona and in Texas. We were actually in McAllen, Texas, a week ago today, talking with Border Patrol agents, talking with sheriffs. We got a couple of takeaways. First off, the crisis is worse than we're being told. Right now, the media is focusing on one small aspect of the crisis, and that is family units that cross the border illegally, and that results in separation of the family because right. we're not allowed to put children in jail because their parents cross the border illegally. Mm-hmm. That's the result of a court ruling from more than 20 years ago.
Right.
But the larger crisis is the surge in illegal immigration across the border, all across the southern border. In Cochise County, Arizona, we talked to the local sheriff. We were actually right on the border, and he said that years ago, the biggest problem they had in their county was the illegal drug runners crossing. They cracked down on that, and now the problem, the drug runners have moved elsewhere, but the problem they're dealing with now is human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
In both places, in Arizona and Texas, what we heard is a very simple message, and it's almost as if they had talking points that they share amongst themselves. It was almost verbatim. What we heard was that DACA is amnesty, and amnesty is a magnet.
Yes.
When we talk about DACA, when we talk about the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program that President Obama put in place back in 2012, when we talk about it, they hear it in Central America, and they mm-hmm. translate that as, ultimately, it's time for me to get across the border so that I can get in on that amnesty.
Kind of a dog whistle of a different sort, right?
Exactly. And mm-hmm. now, I was very curious because we had heard last year at about this time, so we're a couple months into the Trump administration, and the illegal border crossings had dropped significantly,
mm-hmm.
and yet now they've recently gone up. We're seeing 300% and 400% increases on illegal border crossings compared to this time a year ago. And I said, what's up with that? What's going
exactly.
on?
That's my question. Are they starting to see the gate come down, so they figure they were running before the gate comes all the way down?
That's exactly right. What they said is, look, when, you know, a presidential election, an American presidential election, is a news-making event all around the world. In Central America, they were following the presidential election. And when President Trump was elected, they all said, oh, rats, the gates are coming down. No more crossing the border. We're not going to be able to do that anymore. And so for the first 6 to 9 months of his administration, fewer people were trying to cross the border. Then they realized, well, you know what? The Trump administration isn't treating us any differently than the Obama administration or the Bush administration before that. We can cross the border.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we've seen the surge. And now that Congress is talking about a fix for DACA, we've got these two bills that the House may be voting on tomorrow. The surge has really increased. And that's the larger crisis that we're not talking about while we're focusing on a couple thousand children who have been separated temporarily from their parents.
Mm-hmm.
There's a much larger crisis going on.
Now, help people understand, because this has gotten very emotional. And I was just talking with Steve Cortez, CNN political commentator. And when things get this emotional and emotions are leading the way, it's really difficult to hear the other side and to have reason, on this topic. So help our audience understand with these families. I mean, you know, we've got a couple thousand kids that have been separated, and they run the full gamut. And so, by the full gamut, I'm talking about some that are with parents that really aren't their parents. They just said they're parents.
That's right.
And, you know, the whole gamut. But the fact of the matter is you still got kids separated here, and you got, you know, they brought babies, and, you know, you think, gosh, you know, the desperation to whatever level that the parents must have felt to put their kids in this kind of situation, knowing that this potentially could happen. But it's not like the kids are incarcerated or kept away from their families for, you know, for a year or anything like that. The way the law reads is that I think the maximum that they can be separated is 20 days. Is that
that's correct?
Right.
That's correct. And what we were told by a Border Patrol agent in McAllen, Texas, is, look, if you were an adult with children in your car and you were pulled over for driving 40 miles an hour over the speed limit, reckless driving, you would
right.
be separated from your children.
In
the children
instance.
Didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
You're the one who's going to be processed and prosecuted, and you would be separated. Right now, we have this court ruling, the Flores decision, that came out in the Clinton administration, the second Clinton administration, and that's the court ruling that says that children cannot be detained for longer than 20 days.
Right.
So we have a problem. when a family unit crosses the border illegally. We have one of the things that we can do. We can either prosecute them for violating the law, for crossing the border illegally, in which case the children are separated from the parents long enough for the parents to be processed through the system. I was told that sometimes if you're in the first wave that comes in, the first catch of the day, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
that process can take as little as 30 minutes. And
right.
what typically happens is the judge sentences the illegal immigrant to time served.
Mm-hmm.
What was the time served? The time served was literally the time to process him through the court system.
Correct.
They're then reunited with their children and they're sent back across the border.
Mm-hmm.
The average stay, we were told, was 8 hours. That's the length of the average separation. Sometimes it lasts a few days. But we have a choice. We can either prosecute them, in which case we have to separate the child, or we could choose not to prosecute them. We can say, oh, sure, it's not really a border. That's just a line on a map. You guys come on in.
Right.
Go wherever you want. Go to Chicago. Go to San Francisco. Go to San
And that's what President Trump was saying the other day. Denoting the options that are before us, that either we leave the border wide open or we say, okay, we're going to be a nation of laws and erect a border and, you know, have our law enforcement officers make sure that, unlike what happened in the previous administration, make sure that they are following the law.
That's absolutely right. And that's why he asked for a third option. Right now, we have two options. You either prosecute, which requires separation, or you don't prosecute, so you can keep the family together, but then you're increasing the inducement for other people to bring their children on this very dangerous journey north. So he's asked for a third option. He says, make it possible for the U.S. government to prosecute the illegal border crossers, but not have them required to be separated from their children. That's what he wants, and I think that's what everybody wants.
Exactly. Yeah, and then it's going to... When the problem that we have and what we've seen here, Bill, is with the, in a sense, the storming of the border that's taken place. I mean, the logistical nightmare that has been created here, and that's not even being reported on, is that what are we doing, you know, with the staff? We are overwhelming our resources here to manage this influx. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not an easy thing to process these people.
It's not an easy thing. We don't have enough immigration judges. Is putting together legislation with 375, the number of immigration judges, so we could process these cases more rapidly. Right now, we've got a backlog of almost 600,000 immigration cases. Those people who have been released into the interior, and we don't know if they'll ever show up.
We know 80%
do
not. That's the deal. Bill
right.
Pasco, Tea Party Patriot Citizens Fund Political Director on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents
students. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know what that means. James Hurston time. Yes, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, it's like we have nothing to talk about. I don't know. What do you want? If it's not the IG report or immigration, DACA, I mean, it just goes on and on. I know you want to talk about the AT&T Time Warner merger, but before we do, I do want to get a little bit more of your read on this IG report. The IG says no bias, and boy, you could align it like we talked about last week with what James Comey said back in on July the 5th about all the reasons why Hillary should be indicted, but she's not going to be indicted. So it's like,
well, it is. Yeah, it is. It's similar, but you know, you have 568 pages, of which 567 are filled with bias.
Yes.
And one page has some very carefully worded weasel language. Mm. What it says is that the inspector general did not find either documentary evidence or direct testimony that would explicitly show that policies were driven by bias, that decisions were driven by bias. That would mean that they would find a letter that Peter Strzok wrote to himself saying, the reason that I am engaging, giving out immunity right now is because of politics. Mm-hmm. And it's ludicrous, and no one would ever do that. So if you look at the actual facts and findings, and you don't look at that one little conclusion, you cannot come to any other conclusion. Not only was there bias, Mr. Horowitz said specifically that there was bias with Peter Strzok and that it was the kind of bias that could drive decisions. So what the media has done is they've ignored the facts, ignored the findings, ignored statements like that from Horowitz's report, mm-hmm. and given people the impression that this absolves the FBI, which Director Ray came out and tried to perpetuate, which is a bald-faced lie.
Right.
It is an absolute, utter lie. And it's really interesting, some of the things that kind of were missed even by the conservative media. You know, one of the things that underscores is that Hillary Clinton, in fact, contrary to the testimony of then-director James Comey, Hillary Clinton's server was intruded by foreign actors.
Exactly.
By people who are hostile foreign actors. And what that means, and they also said that they came to the conclusion that they found evidence of intrusion, but they also came to the conclusion that it could be intruded upon and the footprints of the intrusion could be covered up. So we wouldn't even know what entity had intruded, whether it were North Korea or whether it were China or Russia or international hackers.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's
or maybe just a couple of university students just wanting to, you know, go out and have some fun.
So it's safe to assume that the 33,000 emails that Hillary Clinton bleach-bitted away, that they're in the control of hostile of foreign powers. And here the problem is we still don't know what was in those emails. We can be very confident that based on other lies that Hillary Clinton told the American public, that there's classified material in there. And so there's other things that were on the servers that we know for sure were classified. So do you add that to the now Horowitz has confirmed that the report or letter of exoneration that James Comey wrote that was changed, taking out the language which would basically have triggered a prosecution against Hillary for the Espionage Act,
mm-hmm.
saying that, in fact, Hillary was grossly negligent, and changing that language to careless, it also changed the language regarding the intrusion. The original draft said it was highly probable that hostile foreign powers intruded. And in his verbal presentation and written presentation, Comey downplayed that and said it was merely possible. And that's a huge distinction. And he lied about the fact that they had evidence of at least one intrusion.
Mm-hmm.
And so that report is damning.
Mm-hmm.
And it is clear that if the facts that were in that report were out prior to the presidential election of 2016, that Donald Trump would have won in an even bigger landslide and probably won the popular vote as well.
Yeah. Well, James, you know, to your point, the bias and the hypocrisy is so pervasive. It's like you need a calm strategy to say, okay, we're going to have three people addressing these issues, and we're going to take the three big hits out of this report, and that's all you're going to focus on. You're just going to focus on the bias. So work on you do the emails, you do all that, and or the text messages from Strzok and Lisa Page. That's your focus. You're going to talk about what James Comey had to say and his inconsistency and lies, everything but sex in a videotape. I guess maybe that's coming. I don't know. But because there's just so much to this, James, that, you know, the every man and woman of America, this is like, this is like a bad soap opera.
Oh, it's quite serious because we're talking about the most powerful combination law enforcement and intelligence agency, perhaps in the world, with incredible powers to take away people's liberty.
Yeah.
And it's clear that it is populated by people who do not feel that they are constrained by the rule of law. That is banana republic stuff, and we have to fix it so it never happens again. And therefore, we cannot allow the corrupt media to spin this away.
Exactly.
We can't allow it. And it's just like the corrupt media is, I mean, really, basically what we are is a society that now moves from one craven, planted propaganda story to another. And in order to distract from this horrible set of facts in the Inspector General report, The Democrats, the left, and the corrupt media are now trying to divert our attention to a false story about children at the border.
Exactly.
Which was a policy that was signed into law by Bill Clinton, which was implemented by George Bush, which was perpetuated by Barack Obama, and no one paid any attention to it. They did a little bit under Bush, but now they see it as a wedge issue for the midterm, and it's clearly a coordinated campaign, and the participants are broad. They're across the media and the swamp and the deep state and the establishment. Laura Bush, who said
What was that? I mean, all of a sudden she's chiming in. Are you kidding? What you know that?
I've always loved Laura Bush.
Yes,
but she remains. This is a fact. She remains silent as her husband was trashed during his 8 years in office, horribly trashed, and he remained silent. She remained silent during the 8 years of Barack Obama tearing down our country, the health care system, all this stuff. She has remained admirably out of the mix. And now all of a sudden, almost as if she was prompted by the left, she comes out with this, basically condemning the children. And it happens to be a false story. And so I assume that she bought it. I assume that she means well, but I think it's motivated. The Bush family still is smarting from the loss of Jeb Bush after spending $150 million and getting 3% of the vote in the primary.
That wasn't Donald Trump's fault. You know, like it's not Donald Trump's fault that Hillary lost.
No, it wasn't. The fact is they're still smarting, and this whole thing it's gonna peter out like all these issues do, and we'll be back to Russia, Russia, Russia. Probably.
Well, they go from one thing or another, but unfortunately, as you say, this paragraph or this sentence has given standing to the Adam Schiffs of the world and Chuck Schumers and that sort of thing. It'd be interesting if the Republicans only had a sentence that they could stand on. they would be turned upside down or tipped over like a cow out in a prairie pasture. This is ridiculous what they're able to get away with. James, sadly, again, we only got about a minute left. Give us a summary quick on this AT&T Time Warner merger. What's going on?
Well, sure. You remember they once broke up Ma Bell, and one of the resulting entities was AT&T. Mm-hmm. And you may remember in the late 40s, they broke up the old Hollywood studio system, because the Hollywood studio system owned the means of production and the means of distribution. They owned the studios and they owned all the movie theaters. There was no television at the time. So now they've approved, a U.S. district judge approved AT&T merging with Time Warner. We have to realize that's the Warner Brothers studios. Right. We have to realize that's CNN, HBO, TNT, all these cable channels. And what does that mean? They have both the means of production of content and the delivery system, exactly what the courts broke up back in the late 40s. Now they're putting back together. It smells to high heaven. The Trump administration opposed it. The Department of Justice tried to argue that it violated antitrust. Not only did this judge belittle all the arguments, Judge Leon, a U.S. district judge, he urged the Trump administration, don't bother appealing.
Exactly. Well, James, we got to leave it there. So remind everybody where they can go to get all the details. Go to your website.
Then go to jameshirsen.com. You'll see it's posted on my Twitter page at The Jim Jams. And it's posted on Facebook under James Hirsen.
You got it. Thank you, James. Appreciate it, buddy. Have a good one.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body body extract from within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized, my diabetes normalized, my sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A big